This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
A lot of hype around this meeting, but it's pretty straightforward to me, the meeting. One, there's no substitute, as those of you who have covered me for a while know, for face-to-face dialogue between leaders.
That is the voice of President Joe Biden in his own solo news conference that is going on right at this moment. He's reporting on the summit that ended just a couple of hours ago. In his own press conference after the summit, Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking through an interpreter, described the meeting as constructive and said there were no hostilities, calling the person well-balanced and experienced, a seasoned politician. Mr. Putin said that in a bid to lower tensions, he and Mr. Biden have agreed to return their ambassadors to their posts. According to a White House official, the session was concluded after one bilateral meeting, according to the official, not two, as was previously scheduled. Now, President Putin also said that both sides will begin consultations on strategic stability and cybersecurity, noting that as nuclear powers, the U.S. and Russia have a special responsibility to maintain relations. The issue of Ukraine's accession to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and President Putin's critic, Alexei Navalny, seem to be the sticking points. Quote, Mr. Putin said this man knew that he was breaking the law of Russia. He has been twice convicted. Putin said of Navalny, keeping his habit not to say the opposition activist's name aloud. Repeating Russia's official position, Putin said Navalny had violated bail conditions last year after going abroad while unconscious, after an apparent Novichok poisoning and failing to check in with Russian officials as required. Intelligence communities worldwide place the origins of that poisoning directly on